Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible says in the last days, there will be perilous times of trouble and distress, but we do not have to fear. Jesus overcame the world and redeemed us from the curse, so we can live in victory no matter what's going on around us. When the terrorist attack occurred in the United States in 2001, Brother Copeland began to teach us the word, reminding all believers that they were redeemed from the spirit of fear. We want to share one of those messages with you today so that you can discover the awesome victory Jesus won over fear and start living the fearless life he made possible for you.
Did you come to receive?
Yes.
God is pouring out his glory. He's pouring out his presence. He's pouring out himself. He is making himself known to all of those that would dare listen and receive him. Tonight, let's get right into the word. I want us just to really tie into the Word of God tonight. There are many things that we need to look into. We're going to be talking about, in the service this morning, we began talking about steps that we can take as believers to bring us and to progress to a place where you will never, ever be afraid again of anything. I mean fear removed. Amen. There's a difference between coping with fear, handling fear, and fear just being gone. There's a distinct difference there. I noticed it the very first time that Gloria and I first got hold of the fact that we had been delivered from fear. In fact, that's the very first step that we talked about this morning, is come to the absolute understanding that we are now delivered from fear. Fear has no authority over us. And when we resist it and we do it according to God's word, then fear has no strength, no power to stay once it is resisted in the name of Jesus, because we have been delivered from it. And Gloria and I, this is one of the very first things that we found out about, that Jesus bore all of our fear and defeated death and delivered us from the fear of death. And so back when we first went into this ministry over 35 years ago, that's one of the very first things that we stood on the Word of God and acted on that, believed that, raised our children that way. And the first time that I really noticed it in a way that I could distinctly tell the difference, we had bought a little single-engine airplane for Gloria to learn how to fly in. And so this was on a weekend, and we had just gotten back home off the road, and here we had an afternoon. It was a Sunday afternoon. We flew from Fort Worth down to a little town down the hill country of South Texas, and so Gloria could get a little flying time, you know, and we flew down. Just a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, you know, and we landed at this little small airport down there, and I mean not a soul inside. nobody there. And here, you know, we were out in the middle of no place. And I don't even remember that the incident has taken such place in my memory that I don't remember now what we did just to fool away the time that we were there. We were just out enjoying the afternoon, you know, and flew that little old airplane down there. It didn't take over about an hour down there, an hour back, something like that. Wasn't very far. The airplane was just perfect when we left Fort Worth. Wasn't a thing in the world wrong with it. We did whatever we were going to do and got back to the airplane, got in there, and and hit the starter, nothing. Just dead. Well, I thought, how could the battery be dead? I mean, it was perfect when we left Fort Worth. And flew it all the way down here, and there was nothing wrong with the charging system on the thing all the way down, the generator working fine and all that. And I thought, what in the world is the matter with this thing? And so I prayed about it and sat there and I hit the starter, and I mean absolutely dead. It didn't do anything. Just click, nothing, you know. And here we are stuck out here in the middle of no place. And so I said, well, now, Gloria, I'm going to hand start this thing. And I went through all this with her. I said, now, and we set the brakes, set her over there in that left seat. And I said, now, you put your feet on those brakes and don't you turn them loose. Okay. I said, now, you look at that, the mag switch. It is OFF off, isn't it? Yeah, she said it's off. I caught a hold of it. She caught it. I said, you feel of it? Yeah, it's off. I said, don't even touch that mag switch until I tell you contact, and then you turn it on. Because I said, I'm going to have to get that propeller over on the get it over on the other side of the stroke, get it on the upstroke, where I can get a hold of it on this side to swing it through. She said, okay. And she sat there like this. And so I hollered at her. I said, you got the brakes? Brakes are on. I said, the switch off. She said, the switch is off. The propeller was like this. I had to move it over to like that. When I moved it, it started. I mean, that thing fired off and it's just sitting there looking at me in the face. Now, most people that happens to either get seriously injured or killed because the switch was off. But now the grounding lead, primary lead on that magneto was broken. And so the mag was hot all the time. It didn't make any difference what you did with the switch. I didn't know it. She didn't know it, but we found it out. And I just stepped back away from that thing like that, and it's just sitting here running. So she said, you're going to fly home. So I walked around there, and I got in on that side of the airplane, sat down. If we'd have been anywhere at all, we'd have just grounded it and stayed there. But we were nowhere. We were right in the middle of nowhere. And so the weather was beautiful. I said, well, we're going to go ahead and take it back to Fort Worth. So we flew home. We're sitting there. I climbed out, cruising out too. And I'm just sitting there praising the Lord, worshiping God. I wasn't any more nervous than I am right now. Just sitting there, just praising the Lord, worshiping God. And I kept hearing this. Don't you know you like to got killed? Don't you know that? And it started picking at me with that. Don't you know? Don't you understand? And it just started in on me. And I laughed out loud. I said, well, I think I'm out of my mind? Certainly I know. I mean, what's that about anyway? I said it out loud. Gloria said, no, she said, what are you talking about? I said, fear is trying to talk its way into my thinking. And I said, it's right out here. I mean, you could tell where that was coming from. Now, in times past, I had recognized, you know, that fear would talk to me from the inside. But now here, we had been walking in our deliverance from fear over a period of several years now. And what I didn't realize until that moment, and experienced it, that fear was on the outside doing its best to worm its way into my thinking and get me to thinking about what almost happened. I said, well, what in the world do I care about what almost happened for? I said, I just want to give God the praise and the glory that He watched over us and took care of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now that's the difference between coping with fear and fear having been moved from the inside to the outside. Amen. See? Fear was trying to work its way into my thinking, trying to get me to be nervous about it. Actually, really trying to accuse me of something being wrong with me because it didn't startle me any more than it did. Amen. You know? And then when I wouldn't go for that, then it started trying to brag on me. Oh, why, you just must be a spiritual giant of some kind. Well, see, if it won't work, if he can't pull you down one way, he'll try to pull it and pull you down the other. And so you don't want to pay any attention to that either. I laughed out loud. I said, well, praise God. Amen. Mr. Devil, I'm glad you recognize that at least I'm bigger than you are. But I give God the glory and give Jesus all the praise and the thanksgiving for it. Praise the Lord, because if it hadn't been for Him, we'd have been doomed to death. Amen. But we've been delivered from fear. Now, we'll pick it up here where our morning class left off. Let's read, actually, the classic scripture on this from the book of Hebrews, the second chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He, Jesus, also Himself likewise took part of the same. So that through death, now what death? The death of the cross, amen? See, talking about His flesh, His blood, His death at Calvary. So, I want you to notice now as we read this scripture. On the very same day that Jesus bore your sin, bore your grief, bore your sorrows, bore your sickness, bore your disease, bore your weakness, bore your pain, on that same day He delivered you from the fear of death. Amen. On the same cross, with the same body and the same blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anytime any kind of fear manifests itself of any sort. And this is one of the things that we need to, one of the reasons rather why we need to spend time in the Word. Because there are a lot of things that are fear-based that came and do come out of the world that people don't even realize are a manifestation of fear. Do you know there's a lot of people worry and don't even know they worry? Because they never give it any thought. If you just relax your mind and let it just do whatever it wants to do, it'll be worried about something in about 15 minutes from now. Amen? I mean, that's the way the whole world is running. Worry is a manifestation of fear. So, as we find out these things, let's go ahead and read the scripture because it explains itself. So that through death, Jesus might destroy him. The word destroy there means to totally paralyze him. That had the power of death. Now you notice it said the devil had the power of death. He doesn't have that anymore. I said, he doesn't have that anymore. Death and its power has been removed. Life has swallowed death up at the cross. Now, listen to me very carefully here because this is vital information. Jesus bore our death. He had to accept death. The Bible said he made himself obedient to it. He was filled with life. Amen. Death couldn't get hold of him. See, the Bible said sin came into the world and death by sin. Had sin gotten into him some way or another, if he'd committed sin some way or another, then death would have taken him over. But death couldn't take him over because there was no sin in him. So now he had to accept sin by faith. He did by faith to receive sin into himself that you do by faith to receive life into yourself. See, there wasn't any life in you. You had to receive it by faith. You had to take the word of God for it, believe it, act upon it, confess it with your mouth. Jesus had to do that in order for death to come on him. Now, the reason you know he had to do it by faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith.
That's right.
See, he can't please God without faith. And what he did perfectly pleased and satisfied God forever. Now, once he made himself obedient unto death, once he received as an act of sacrificing himself, death was made to be sin. Once he received that into himself, then his body could die. Up until then, it couldn't. It would have had his sin, but he didn't sin, did he? Now, another way we know that he did this by faith is because the Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Scripture says that in the New Testament. So he had to have done it by faith. There's not any other way that he could have done it. Now, when he accepted our sin, when he accepted that, death came. Now, he bore that death. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. They were laid on him, but had he not taken them, it would have been to no avail. He had to receive them and bear them. Now, he bore them into hell itself. But after 3 days, by the confession of his own mouth, by his confession of faith. See, he found himself in the Word of God. He found himself in the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and so forth. But then he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth. Well, he got that out of the book of Jonah. You understand that? He found himself in the Word and acted on that Word. Now, the Word said that he was the seed of David. How could he have been the seed of David when he knew not a father? How could that have been? Well, David is the one that prophesied and said, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow my flesh to see corruption. Jesus believed that and confessed that, and the sower sowed the word, and that was the seed of the word. He was born from the dead the same way you were. He was born of the word of God, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. The word of the living God was the seed that brought him right out of the depths of hell. Glory to God. The word of the living God. Hell couldn't hold it. Well, what happened then? Life was imparted into him. God spoke. You see, all the words that he said in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. He said, when he bringeth in again the first begotten into the world. And he says what God said. When God spoke those words, what happened? Eternal life was imparted into his spirit. just like it was in yours when you made Jesus the Lord of your life. The Word said He was manifested in the flesh. He was made alive in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, I get off in this territory, and my spirit just absolutely soars like an eagle. Because listen, this is our life we're talking about here. See, amen. He did it out of pure love for the Father, and love for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, death then was overcome. Amen. The life of the written word overcame death in its own domain, in hell itself. Hallelujah. The word of God reigned supreme and couldn't hold him there. And he came up out of that tomb, glory to God, picked up that body, and the glory of the Lord began to flow in his veins. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Now, he proved that the Word was master over death. He destroyed him or paralyzed him that had the power of death. Satan executed the power and the authority that he had over death on Jesus, and it could not sustain itself against him. He overcame it. He overcame it, and he said, "All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth." And I like to put, yeah, thank you very much. Praise the Lord. And you, period, right there.
Danke, dass Sie heute Victory Worte des Glaubens gesehen haben. Nutzen Sie diese Zeit, um positive Veränderungen in Ihrem Leben zu erfahren, indem Sie zuerst nach Gottes Reich trachten. Besuchen Sie kcm-de.org oder wählen Sie 07621 422 2861, um Gebet zu erbitten, Material zur Stärkung Ihres Glaubens oder Kontakte zu anderen Gläubigen zu finden. Vergessen Sie zum Schluss nicht, Gott liebt Sie und Jesus ist Herr.